It happened to be my turn at the wheel the hour before dinner, and I had the tantalizing misery of hearing them laughing and talking about their turtle, while I was hungry from want of dry bread and salt meat. I had resolutely kept my thoughts from the cabin during all the passage but once, and now I found my ideas clustering round a tureen of turtle, in spite of all my philosophy. Confound them, if they had gone out of my hearing with their exulting smacks, I should not have envied their soup. But their hungry glee so excited my imagination that I could see nothing through the glazing of the binnacle but a white plate with a slice of lemon on the rim, a loaf of delicate bread, a silver spoon, a napkin, two or three wine glasses of different hues and shapes, and a water goblet clustering round it, and a stream of black, thick, and fragrant turtle pouring into the plate. By and by it was four bells. They dined at three, and all the gentlemen with the captain at their head darted below into the cabin, where their mirth increased when they caught sight of the soup plates.